Do not remember the former things, nor consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? I will make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Going on just to the final verse. This people I have formed for myself, they shall declare my praise. Remember not. The thing is, we've got memory. And unfortunately, that often is a hindrance to our development and growth. But the scripture says to us, remember not, consider not. What are we not to consider? The former things. Do you like change? I don't. And I must admit that I'm very reluctant to want to change things. You know, when I've changed my job in my early years, I've been very reluctant on the job I'm going to go to, thinking, I wonder if I can make it work, wonder whether it'll be okay for me. One job I took because there was nothing else to do. And I worked out after 11 months working there, I'd done about 3 years' work with overtime and extra shifts and things like that. But I believe the Lord wants us to not remember the past. Because I believe that as we remember the past will bring us into bondage and difficulty. He doesn't want even to consider it. He says, consider it not. Remember ye not the former things, consider not the things of the past. For I will do a new thing. God's always in the business of doing the new thing. The old things are going to pass away. And all things are going to become new. But that can be ours as we walk and have our walk with Jesus. Why does he want us to remember? Because I will do a new thing. God wants to do a new thing in our lives. And he never has to do the same thing twice. He's got such a variety of things that he can do for us. He wants the new things to start and blossom and come into our lives. He's new ways for us. He's newest resources. He's new things he wants to bring to us. And he's full of new things that he wants to give to us and bring into our lives. And these new things will prepare us to do those things that he requires at our hands. He's prepared to do it now. Doesn't say wait 5 years or wait this long. Sometimes we have to wait. Because you see, God's not a God of time. He made time, but he's not a God of time. So what God said, when we talk about what the Lord is doing, sometimes it seems a long time to us. As far as he's concerned, it's already done. God doesn't have to have a repeat program. He may do. He may repeat something in your life. He may give you something the same. Again, he may give you the similar experience. But he doesn't have to do it that way. He can always do a new thing in our lives. And so we don't have to have a repeat. I don't know whether you know, on my television, I can go down through the thing and I can get something, channel 4 plus 1 hour, so I can get what's gone. I have no recording system yet, but sometimes I've missed a program, and you can get it. You can get it repeated further down. If you miss what God's got for you, he doesn't have to repeat it. He comes along, picks you up and says, look, you may have missed it there, but listen, I've got something new for you. So he's full of new things, preparing, and he's full of them to give them now. And you'll know the work of the Lord going on in your life. As he works for you, he says, shall ye not know it? You're going to know it's God's working. You're going to know within your heart that he's actually doing the work within you. Times I've been perplexed as to where or what's going on in my life. I don't understand it. The enemy says, you're a Christian all these years. You don't understand it. There's many, many times I've not understood the Lord's workings. But one thing I'm sure as that I've sought his face, he's either give me the knowledge and showed me what he wants me to do, or just kept me quiet in his presence until that came. So he wants the new things He has got for you. What are those new things? I believe that one of them is that He will give you a way where there seems to be no way. When the children of Israel were coming out of Egypt, they were in a bit of a quandary. They've got the sea in front of them. They've got the mountains each side. There's no way, I think, how many million came out of Egypt? 2 million came out of Egypt. Because there was no way they could get them over the mountains. No way, like the lady in China, when she took those orphans, she took them over the mountains and got the guidance and direction from the Lord. There was no way they could go. They seemed to be hemmed in. But God says, I'll make a way. You open the Red Sea. Here they went through on dry land. They went through in the power and the presence of God upon them. When their enemy tried to do the same thing, he got stuck. And the chariot wheels stuck in the mud in the middle of the sea, and they saw their enemy. Let me say to you, stand still sometimes. Stand still and let the Lord speak in your life. Show you what the way forward. Show you what He's got in store for you. He says, now it shall spring forth. Yeah. Wow. I wonder sometimes, what are you doing, Lord? And suddenly, out of nowhere, the answers come. He wants to give you a way where there seems no way. He wants to give you, in the wilderness of your life, a river.
Yeah.
Do you know it's the desert? It's no longer a desert once a river flows through, or once water's found. And God wants to water your life in such a way that when you come against problems and difficulties, that you have the resources that come from Him. There are oases across the deserts, and there are places where suddenly there's a pool or there's a source of water. And they've got palm trees growing. They've got things there, and the resource which will often save the lives of many people who've been stuck in deserts. There's no desert where the river flows. And everywhere the river flows, the Word of God says the fruit of the trees that were planted alongside the river, they were indeed blessed. My brother used to have an allotment. Down the side of the allotment, there was a dike. It's just to take the water away. Very often it was only a few inches of water in that dike. But he grew brambles into the dike. Wow. He used to have blackberries like the end of my thumb. And he used to have arches cut in the blackberries so he could go in and just reach up and pick them. The reason for it was the resource. And our resources in Jesus is so that there's never a situation, never a time when we don't got that which we need, we can be found in Jesus. He makes a way in the wilderness, He brings rivers in the desert. And He wants to show to us that He's got all that we stand in need of in this life. The dry experiences sometimes that we go through can become places of new growth. Places where we can receive from the Lord those things that we need but are necessary. The scripture here says, behold, I will do a new thing. I will make a way in the wilderness. I will give you rivers in the desert. And He said, also it shall it spring forth. And He said, the rivers shall flow. Let the river of God flow into your life today. Let the resources that are in Jesus, because all that we need is in Jesus. This last week I've just realized again and again that all I need is in Jesus. I woke up at 3 o'clock on Saturday morning. Couldn't go back to sleep. Do you know, I don't think I fell asleep all day. I slept 5 hours last night. Hallelujah. But normally, I would be dozing off, doing this, doing that. But the day was busy in many ways, but as I was seeking the Lord on many issues. And let me say to you, if we will seek the Lord, if we will seek His face, if we will ask of Him, what seems to be a blank end, it's not a blank end at all, because Jesus turns us around, brings us back onto the way He's got for us. He has a plan and purpose for every one of our lives. You are not here by chance. You're not here because you feel it's good, and you feel good here. You're here because the Lord has brought you here for a reason and for a purpose. And he wants his resources to be poured into you so that the church of Jesus Christ in this place and the society in which we are trying to serve will feel the impact of his love. You will find the way. You'll find God's plan. You see, we like to go where we're comfortable. I don't like change. Honestly, I don't like it. And I've had to have many changes in my life. I like to be comfortable. I like to be in that place where I feel that I'm in control. I'm not a control freak, but I want to be in control. But let me say to you, he's better in control than me. You see, the things that we want to do, the things that we want to try, and the way we want to walk, Jesus has got plans. And you know, he's got better places for us. He's got better things for us. We can, the Word of God says that he can do far abundantly above all that we can ask or think. He can do those things that we can't do. He can give to us the things that we require. But let me say to you, his ways are always best. His ways are always the best way for us. We don't sometimes feel like that. Sometimes we want to do it our way. You know, one of the songs that it really gets my, well, I get mad really. Go to funerals and I did it my way. When friends 5 seconds into eternity, they realize that their way was the wrong way. We talked this afternoon about different religions across the world. Man trying to find another way to God when it's plainly said in his word that I am the way, the truth and the life. If we want to know the pleasures and the joys that we can receive from the Lord, we need to have his plan and his purpose, because his plans are best. But you only find it by seeking him. Matthew 7:7 says that it says, ask and it shall be given thee. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. Matthew 7, verse 7. We need to ask. We need to inquire. We need to see what God's word says if we want that which God's got for us. We can't just blow as they go through life thinking, oh yes, everything in the garden's rosy. Unfortunately, people have been told in the past, give your life to Jesus and everything will be all right. Well, I found give your life to Jesus, war broke out. Because my old man wanted his way. My new man wanted his way. I was inspired to let the new man have his way. And there's a conflict going on. And there is still a conflict going on. You want to know God where God wants you to be? Ask him. And that word ask there is not just one say, oh, well, I'll ask the Lord and I'll just leave it. But he says, ask and keep on asking. Keep on inquiring. We need to do it daily. What do you want of me today? What are you required of me? I know when I've had big decisions to make. I had a decision to make. I've told you before about it. When God said to me, I want you to resign. Wow. I can't do that, Lord. Been there 30 years. I've served you there. Resign? No way. Why? Have you ever asked God why? Have you ever said to him, what's happening? Why is that going on? Let me tell you, when I asked him why, he didn't tell me. The only thing he said, because I've asked you to. Sometimes God wants us to go certain ways. Sometimes God wants us to go down certain lines. But we need to ask. And the word, the Bible says that word ask in there is to request. Petition. The word usually describes a suppliant making request of someone in higher position, such as an individual asking something from God. God's at a higher position, and we speak to the Lord and say, Lord, why? Ask him why. And he will show you that the reasoning sometimes he will give you, it will astound you. It will cause you to realize that God's got your best interest at heart. I can remember going through an experience, and it wasn't very nice. Serious experience. My wife was ill, seriously ill. And I just said, why, Lord? We serve you. We give our lives to you. Why? I didn't know. And I never found out. Till 10 years down the line, I met a lady going through the same problem, same difficulty. And I, that week, I changed my holidays to go to this hotel with for my mate to meet with him, because he was there, he was at the same resort. And she got the last room with her husband in that hotel. But she was desperate for God. And God broke in for her life that week. And I was able to help her because 10 years ago, I went through the same experience. Why do we go through things? Why do things happen? We don't always understand. But let me tell you, nothing is by chance. It's planned and purpose. Ask. And then seek the Lord. Don't just ask and leave it there and say, that's it. Seek him with all your heart. Keep on seeking him until you get the answer that you're asking him for. Sometimes we give up. Sometimes we say, that's it. We push it to one side. But we need to ask him and then seek him and then knock. And that word knock there, it says, keep on knocking. Keep on knocking. I knocked on many doors when I worked at the power station. I was knocking on doors to go through here, there and everywhere. Around in the electrical industry. And each time I knocked on the door, my request was, Lord, if I'm ready for what's on the other side of that door, open it. If I'm not, keep it shut. My wife was praying, Lord, I don't want to move, so please keep the door shut. But seriously, friends, we need to know what God wants of us. We need to know where God wants us to be. We need to understand what he's doing, and we need to knock. How desperate are you to know what God wants for your life? Because if you are, you need to take the words of Jesus. He says, ask, seek, and knock. How much time are you giving to seeking him? We need to be persistent. When Matthew 7 is seen, we come to Matthew 8, which says this. For everyone who asks receives, he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks it will be opened. God says to me today, says to you today, remember not the former things. Don't say, oh, this is how it used to be. This is what is how I want it now. Don't ask, say to yourself, I don't want change. God's got change in mind for you, but not change for the sake of change, but change to make you the person he wants you to be. He has plans and purposes for each one of our lives. And you are not just someone that's suddenly come into the fellowship here or into the position before God. The plan and purpose is for you. And as you work and as you seek him, you'll find him working out his purposes. Remember not the former things. The enemy reminds us of our past. Sometimes we allow the past to actually work in our present. But our future is without our past. It's history. What's happened there, God has forgotten. Put in the sea of his forgetfulness. And the old chorus says, it's good enough for me. Praise God. My sins are gone. My failures, my shortcomings have all been dealt with by the Lord. And he's put them in a place where he doesn't remember. My life sometimes has been shattered. But he's been there. He's been alongside. And he tells you today, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. I will always be there with you. I'm going to heaven. Not because I'm going to have a comfortable seat in the throne room. That's where he sat. But he said, I'm going to heaven so I can send someone just like me. Just like me to like alongside you. To be there for you. To speak my word into your life. To guide and direct you. The Holy Spirit, the one that Jesus sent, he never speaks about himself. He always points us to Jesus. And that's the same as scriptures there for you. So remember ye not the former things, neither consider ye the things of old, for I will do a new thing. And God wants to do a new thing. The old is past. The old is gone. He's dealt with the past. I was going to try and sing to you today, but my voice is gone. I don't know. Of all the days, I want a voice to be good. It was great this morning. And you probably saw me during the singing, I was trying to clear my throat. But I was going to try and sing to you today before we broke bread. They all walked away with nothing to say. They just lost their dearest friend. And the disciples lost their dearest friend. They thought it was it. It wasn't it at all, for then came the morning. The stone was rolled away. Then the grave was empty. It was empty, but they still didn't believe what Jesus had said. The wonderful thing he did one day, he said he opened their understanding. In the upper room, he opened their understanding so they understood what was going on. You might not know what's fully going on in your life today. You might not be sure what's happening. You might not, the future may be, and it is going to be difficult. But let me tell you this much. He understands. And the Lord wants you to know today that forget those things that have gone. Forget the failures of the past. For he's got a future for you. He wants you to have he's going to make a way for you where there seems to be no way. He's going to put rivers in the places of dryness and desert and make you fruitful so that you can flourish and bring glory to his name. Remember, you're not the former things. Neither consider the things of old. For I will do a new thing. Let God do the new thing in your life today. And as he does, you'll be able to live for him in such a way that he will be glorified and his name will be exalted amongst us. Amen.